everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Week 16 against the Steelers, there are two things I'd like to focus on with regards to the Packers' defense. First, the short yardage defense, which I think affected the Steelers' strategy on a key play in the fourth quarter. To set this up, we'll go back to early in the second quarter. Pittsburgh has a 3rd-and-2 at the Green Bay 40-yard line. The Packers are loaded to stop the run with 8 in the box. Now, there's a lot to watch on this play. The right guard for the Steelers will pull and try to take out Clay Matthews. But as Matthews stays to the outside, forces the running back inside, Micah Hyde and Sean Richardson crash down, and their pursuit from the backside is able to stop Le'Veon Bell from getting the first down, and the Steelers have to punt. Fast forward to early third quarter, and it's another successful short yardage stop for the Packers. The Steelers have 3rd-and-1 on their own 45. You can see the Packers are loaded again with 8 in the box. This time it's Micah Hyde who will split a gap and Mike Neal who will split a gap to stop Le'Veon Bell short of the first down. And the Steelers again have to punt. By the time we get to a critical 4th-and-1 late in the fourth quarter with the score tied, the Steelers are just 2 of 4 on 3rd-and-short conversions. The two they converted were in the red zone, one by the goal line. The two they did not were the ones I showed you around the midfield area with the Packers stopping them. This 4th-and-1 with the score 31-31 is in the midfield area, and the Steelers have no interest in running against that loaded box again. You can see the Packers loaded up for the run with a 6-man front and a 9th player in the box if you include Sean Richardson, the safety, coming down for support. This is a risky play for the Steelers, but they will sell all of the run action going one way, and this wingbacker tight end will slide across the formation and come out for the play-action pass. A good throw by Roethlisberger converts it, and the Steelers have a critical first down. Now that's a tough play for any defense to defend, and sometimes you just have to tip your hat to the other team for their execution, especially in those types of conditions. Another factor on that play, of course, was selling of the play action, and that's another element I'd like to take a closer look at from this Pittsburgh game. We'll go back to the Steelers' first possession of the game. This is a simple play action to this side, but watch how linebacker A.J. Hawk, whose first responsibility is the run, when the fake is made, Hawk has all kinds of trouble figuring out how to help in pass coverage. He's not able to get in the passing lane or put himself in position to catch the deflection for what might have been a turnover. But later in the game, watch how much simpler and smoother Hawk's job is when there is no play action fake. He's able to drop into coverage right away, make a leaping interception, and the Packers are on their way to another second half comeback. Short yardage and play action, not the most dynamic aspects of football, but it's interesting to see their impact as a game unfolds. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com.